Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright David Mamet tackles America's most controversial subject in a provocative tale of sex, guilt, and bold accusations. The play is called Race, and it's receiving its Springfield area premiere by Springfield Contemporary Theater at SCT Center Stage in Wellhoyt Plaza. And the show opens, in fact, tonight and runs through August 11th. And we have two cast members and the director here with us this morning to talk about this production. Director L.J. Summers, Tom Baker, and Daryl Kent Clark. So before we go any further, we should mention David Mamet himself does not permit talkback discussions, right?
That's correct.
Well, come on, everybody, come up a little closer to the mics. We're not sure why, but, you know, people have gotten, I think they've gotten used to having the talkback sessions during these SCT productions, and there were some scheduled, but you can't do them.
There were some scheduled because they are typically on the schedule of the 3-week production schedule of SCT,
right,
on Thursday nights and Sunday afternoons, selected ones.
Right.
But Mamet insists that his plays speak for themselves. And according to reports, he wants audience members to drive home and talk about the plays themselves. He doesn't want to hear the production group tell them what they meant by them.
Not an invalid sort of opinion, really, I would say. I'll leave it to you guys to talk about what is happening in the show and what you two as actors are doing in the show and how you interpret as a director.
Good. Let me set it up, and then we'll toss it to these
Absolutely.
Two gentlemen. In Chicago, and the play was written about 10 years ago, so it's contemporary. In Chicago, there's a law firm which has a black member and a white member, partners in the law firm, and they have recently hired a young law graduate, a black woman, and into their office one day comes unannounced and unexpected – comes a very rich, influential, arrogant businessman from Chicago who has been accused of an assault on a black woman in a hotel, and he wants their assistance. So the problem of the play is, well, do we take this case? And what are the problems if we do? And as one of the members of the team says, what's it like if we win? But what if it's like if we lose? So Tom Baker and Daryl Clark play those members, play those partners, and here they are.
All right. Tom Baker is Jack Lawson, and Daryl Clark is playing a role of Henry Brown. And again, you two are the partners in this law firm when this extremely controversial case just sort of drops in your lap, whether you want it to or not.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So tell me about your roles and how you've approached them and how just basically how this has all worked out during the rehearsal process.
Well, I see Henry as a very principled, very uptight even individual. He has gotten everything he's gotten through hard work and continued application of learning whatever it is that he's going to do in life. In particular, it's law. He's also someone who looks down on people who give into their fleshly pursuits. He is critical of that at various times in the play, contemptuous even. And he is so not like me. So it has been the ultimate challenge, and if he is loved by at least one person over the next 11 performances, then it will be the ultimate reward to have
right,
done it.
Exactly. Not an easy role for you to play.
No, not at all. Some of those words are such a mouthful. Legal language is, yeah, it's a bear, but it's also been so rewarding to be able to do it, too, to do this work.
Yeah.
And what about your role?
I'm Tom Baker, and I play the role of Jack Lawson, who is kind of the resident know-it-all, I would assume, is how that is typically portrayed in that. He knows way too much for his own good, and he's...
Although Henry sounds a bit like that himself, you know,
Henry
in some ways.
But Henry is a lot more grounded than Jack is. Jack is a little bit up in the clouds sometimes, being very He likes to pontificate a lot about how to win the case and how they're going to be able to do it. He's kind of up for the challenge. And I think Henry's character maybe has some reservations, rightly so. So that's, you know, this is a very, I will say it is a very complex show, very dense as far as with the legal terminology, but it is a lot of fun. And it goes a mile a minute. It really
yes,
does.
It does.
Once
truly.
It gets started, it gets flying pretty quick.
And
oh, yeah.
Basically, no punches are pulled.
Right.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Because as the publicity states, the opinions that boil beneath explode to the surface, and Mamet turns a spotlight on what we think but cannot say, which results in dangerous truths being revealed. There's strong language and adult content, of course, in a show like this.
It's David Mamet.
That's
so
true.
There's strong language.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That really probably should go without saying, but I'm saying it anyway. So even though Mamet would disapprove, perhaps, what do you have any ideas about messages that you would hope that the audiences take home with them and perhaps discuss in the car on the way home, that sort of thing?
Well, we anticipate, as with many Mamet plays, because of the sexual politics, because of the racial politics, because of the conventions that are attacked, that probably, as in the case of many other plays, when husbands and wives or dates or even friends drive home in the car they came in, they may well have seen different plays. They may well have said, wait, is that what that meant? Or I didn't hear it that way? Or so.
Or what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Were we in the same auditorium?
Right, yes.
Were we here together? That's been true of many of his plays.
Yeah.
And we expect that will probably happen. The conventions, well, the media is attacked. The law is attacked. Sexual politics, racial politics, partnerships, all the Me Too movement. Although it's happened since the play was written, it's right in the middle of this. So what do we want audience to take away from it? We want them to go home and talk about it. We want them not to wait till they get home to talk about it. We
right.
want them to talk about it. But we're not allowed to, so we hope they will.
Well, all right. The production of Race by David Mamet opens tonight and will run after this weekend, Thursday through Saturday, all at 7:30 p.m., Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. through August 11th. The two Thursday shows on August 1st and 8th are Pay What You Can nights. Otherwise, admission is $27 for adults, $24 for students, and for seniors age 55 and over. And unfortunately, this time, no post-show talkbacks discussions are scheduled because they cannot be contractually. For ticket information, call Springfield Contemporary Theater at 831-8001 or visit springfieldcontemporarytheater.org to purchase your tickets. Any idea of how ticket sales are going so far?
Well, since there may be some sort of those disclaimers and those announcements went out that it's strong and definitely an adult show.
Yes, yes.
Then I hope it's not a put off for people, but we want them to know what they're getting into, and we want them to know what to expect. We don't want to pull any punches there either. So they're not. As not going as well as other shows have, but musicals, goodness, it's not a musical.
That's right.
It's not a musical. There's no song and dance.
Nope.
So come see us. Get your tickets. They are available. So try us.
All right. Again, it runs tonight through August 11th at SCT Center Stage. And thanks to J.L. Summers, L.J. Summers, director of this production, Tom Baker, and Daryl Clark, two of the main actors in the show. And gentlemen, thank you for being here this morning. Appreciate
it.
And they're half the cast, by the way.
Yeah, this is half the cast, absolutely. There's only two other people in the cast, I guess.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, all right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.